This is a download from the BBC. Hey there, I'm Sonali from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Thursday the 5th of May. Coming up, workers at Japan's Fukushima nuclear station enter one of its reactor buildings for the first time since the earthquake. A big project to get rid of rats on South Georgia Island. And how do you get one of the tastiest jobs around? So first, workers at the damaged Fukushima nuclear power plant in Japan have gone into one of its reactor buildings for the first time since it was hit by an earthquake in March. They're installing ventilation systems to filter out radioactive material from the air. The quake had disabled the reactor's cooling systems, which caused fuel rods to overheat. But before new cooling systems can be installed, radiation levels inside the reactor buildings need to be lowered. Next to the South Atlantic island of South Georgia, where the biggest project to get rid of rats is going on, and so far it's been going well. No one knows how many rats live on the island, but it could be millions. Project leader Professor Tony Martin says the rodents have had a devastating impact on local seabird populations, and that's why conservationists are trying to get rid of them.
The rats eat the chicks of most of the ground nesting petrels, seabirds on South Georgia, and the chicks of the pipits and the ducks. So almost any young bird that they can get access to, they will eat. And as a consequence, over a period of 200 years, and it may have happened actually quite quickly, there are almost no ground nesting birds where rats occur, and that's over the majority of South Georgia.
Now to football, and there are lots of happy Manchester United fans today. The club is through to the final of the Champions League for the third time in 4 years after thrashing German side Schalke 6-1 on aggregate. For today's question, we want to know which team will face Manchester United in the final at the end of May. Yesterday we asked you whether bats are rodents or mammals. Well, the answer is mammals. Last up, if you're a chocolate lover, then this has got to be the best job you could get, becoming a chocolate taster. William beat 3,000 other applicants to land the role.
I had to do blind taste tests, and then eventually 3,000 people whittled down to four, and I had to do a cook-off. I'd worked as a food journalist for quite a long time, and while I was doing that, I dallied around in different kitchens and worked to sort of further my knowledge, and I'd worked for quite a long time in chocolate, really enjoyed that, and so I it seemed like a natural thing. I saw the form, applied for it and got the job.
Just before we go, a big shout out to listeners Angel, who lives in Madrid in Spain, and hello to teacher Safe, who is tuning in from Beirut in Lebanon, along with the English classes that Safe teaches. That's it from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.